Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. Today's edition of Bainology's Thursday Thought is about leadership, what it's not, which is an unusual way for us to approach the subject. Hoping my laryngitis won't slow us down tonight, I wanted to take this little different approach, thinking about leadership as what it's not to be. You know, leadership is a very powerful, I guess, action, passionate, and inspiring traits when they work effectively. They're almost like pulling off a fourth quarter play on offense to win the game, to see the execution follow through and turn out the way we want it to be. It's really a great trait that takes years of preparation and a lot of experience to make it look good and sound good and have people trust and to follow. But leadership is very likely one of the most misunderstood subjects in the business world today, I think. In reality, leadership has nothing to do with the rank or authority of a person. Authority of a person over us does not really make them a leader. They may be in a leadership position, but effectively, that does not make them a leader. Because have you ever known someone that sits at the top of an organization or an institution that fails to lead effectively? I know I have, and it may be a lot more common than you may think, I would say to you. Where these people fail in leadership positions that aren't really qualified is they fail to gain our trust. And when they fail to gain our trust, that prohibits us from following them and having a team mentality. Because what leadership is the elite responsibility to see that those around us succeed, to see them reach new heights, both personally and professionally, that they've never been in before. That's what leadership does. And for us to be able to better describe and define leadership, let's talk about what leadership is not than what it is. Let's take that approach. What is leadership not? Leadership is not about being great. Leadership is more about enabling others to be great. Leadership is not about titles and position or flowchart management. It's about influencing one another. It's an action. It's a call to order to lead. Leadership is not about wealth. If you have money, you're not necessarily a leader. Leadership is not about education. The PhD, the five master's degrees, those credentials do not make you a leader. Leadership is not about saying the right thing. It's about doing the right thing. Leadership is not knowing what should always be done. It's about always doing what should be done. Leadership is not about making decisions. It's about making intelligent decisions and understanding the consequences of a good versus a bad decision. Leadership doesn't come from a classroom. It's learned from failing, falling on your face, brushing off the dirt off your pants, and doing it again until you do it right. Leadership is not about telling people what to do. It's about inspiring them on how to act. As people have studied leadership over the years and broken it down in many facets that it can be broken down into, we've really often made it really too complicated in most cases to understand. And as a result, a lot of theories have been hatched and are really dangerously misleading, almost a result of why we have so many poor leaders in position. We're going to point out about 8 different theories of what leadership is about and not about. Some people believe that leadership is all about charisma, about having the charm. If you have a personality and a charm and a dash and style, then you're a leader. That's false. Not true. A lot of people believe that leadership is about being eloquent, about having a Churchillian powers of expression and leadership. Being able to adequately describe it doesn't make you a leader. Some people think that leadership is all about power, being a CEO, COO, CMO, that when you get these titles, you're a leader. That's not, I can assure you. Many people think it's about seniority, that if you've outlived everyone, then you're a leader, and how many years you've been on the job. That's not true. Leadership, a lot of people think that if you work the big projects and they all end up on your desk, that automatically makes you the leader, that you have the big jobs. That's not true. A lot of people think that leadership is about popularity. If everyone likes you, then you're a leader. How many people have you seen that tries to ride that fence and get everyone to like them and say the right things, which makes them, in reality, the worst leaders that can be around? A lot of people think it's about fame, about when your name is known wide and far, that it instantly puts you in a leadership position, which, again, is a false narrative. And last but not least, people think that leadership is about winning. How many successes have you had? That have you beat your competition? Have you beat your opponents? And when you have, you become a leader. Not necessarily true, I would say, because leadership success can be arrived at a lot of different ways and not be a true, sincere leader of true success. So I hope you'll take a few minutes and pull a golden nugget or two out of this and think about not necessarily what leadership is, but more importantly, what is it not? And make sure as you don't get trapped in some of those things there you think, because you align with some different things, that instantly makes you a leader. It does not. I think leadership, as we mentioned briefly a while ago, is a collection of experiences, as many variety. It's a relationship format of being able to inspire individuals and groups of individuals and be a great listener is a true leader. So beware of the traps and engage the opportunities, because leadership is a very powerful and actionable and passionate and inspiring place to be and opportunity to have. Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.